Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and Kyle's with me. Today, we're going to be talking about tolerance. And we're going to be talking about Vincent's 10% less theory. Those are the two topics for today. Tolerance and Vincent's 10% less theory. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning. And our tolerances haven't got anything to do with Black Lives Matter. I should preface that.
Right, right. And it has nothing to do with black and white, but it does have to do with black, red, orange, yellow, green. And I don't know if there's any white in there, but it certainly has to do with black and green and red and orange and yellow.
Yep.
In terms of tolerance. That's, I'm not kidding. And neither is Kyle. We are absolutely not kidding. So, class, if you think Vinny and Kyle are off the rocker, and we've jumped to the other side now, no. What we're talking about is things don't fit anymore. The tolerance is off, and when you buy replacement parts, the tolerance is off so much that parts don't necessarily go together anymore. Now, in the good old days, parts used to fit. You could go to the store. If you had a lawnmower, you could go to the lawnmower store, and you could buy a replacement pulley, belt, blades, air cleaner, whatever it was, and you knew it was going to fit because it had a brand name that you could recognize, like Carter Carburetor. It would have the cadet part number. It would have a Gates belt part number, and those parts would fit. Champion spark plugs, you knew when you went to put those parts on, there was like 100% certainty that it was going to fit. Today, that is nowhere near the case. If it fits, it's like winning the lottery. Kyle, am I kidding?
No, you're not kidding at all, Vince. It's I have been finding that more and more and more, and it's interesting to me. I don't know if you've noticed this, but you know when we used to change out carburetors and stuff like that, when we would tear them apart, you'd take an old, say, Quadrajet or something along that line, and there would be four holes drilled in it, and there'd be four studs sticking up on your intake manifold, and it would literally just go right down on it perfect. I mean, you know, you didn't have to work at it. You put the gasket under it. You put the carburetor down. You bolted it down. Anymore, it's like these parts and stuff we're getting have slots. And they're, you know, so because of the machining is so poor, that they're slotted, have a slight slot to them, an oval, rather than a perfectly round hole like it's supposed to be. That, you know, that's just one little tiny thing, but, everything is seemingly that way, and they expect the gasket to do the job, you know, that the machine work should be.
Yeah, and in the building industry, it's thank God for the drywall guy because he covers up all the mistakes. Well, now it's thank God for the oval or the slot because no one can seem to figure out how to manufacture the holes right to fit on the studs. And you know, Kyle, when you were saying that, you're talking about QuadraJet. That's a General Motors four-barrel carburetor. And that particular carburetor, if you needed to, you could bolt a different brand carburetor on, and it would fit the same studs. It wasn't like you had to have that exact make and model carburetor, and they would change it every 6 months, so you'd have to get, you know, try to find that very one and find out that it went out of production. And that's what's going on right now. What we're finding out is that if you have a, I'll just tell you a story. I was rebuilding yesterday. By the way, Sharon and Kathy did a fabulous job yesterday. I wanted to thank them for doing such a great job and providing me with a day to work on the farm. So getting back to what I was doing, I was rebuilding a gearbox. And this particular gearbox was for a John Deere belly mower. Belly mower meaning this is on a small tractor, not one of these little not one of these riding mowers, but an actual diesel tractor, small diesel tractor, 20 horsepower, with a 5-foot belly mower. And it has a gearbox on it. The gearbox, I took it apart because there was some play in the gears that I didn't like. So I took it apart, and I needed two things, an O-ring and a nut. A nut that is probably somewhat proprietary to this gearbox. And so I called John Deere, and I gave him the name of the model of it. I called a John Deere dealer about a John Deere mower. And so I gave him the make, the model of the tractor, the mower. And, you know, the guy said to me, gosh, that's an old tractor. That's an old mower. Now, when I went to buy this thing 20 years ago, it's 30 years old. The dealer that I bought it from, the John Deere dealer, didn't say, listen, Vinny, I just want you to know that when you go to buy parts for this thing, later they're going to tell you this is old. They don't tell you that. And they don't tell you that the parts get discontinued either. And they got to go looking for them, you know, in some strange parts warehouse that only they seem to know about. The rest of us can't find. But anyway, and then they said, well, we can get it, and the nut and O-ring, about $5 and change, which is a lot of money for those two little tiny parts, but I was glad to be able to get them. Now, here's the kicker. John Deere was known, people would buy John Deere tractors because, number one, they believed they were better than the other brands, and maybe they were in some cases, and maybe they weren't. But what John Deere did better than anybody else was they had a parts network. So you knew that if you had a John Deere, whatever it was, you could get parts for it, and you'd go to the dealer, and if the dealer didn't have it today, right now, they'd have it for you in the morning. Well, the mornings got stretched out now. Because I was told that, you know, we used to be able to have it in 2 days. It used to be tomorrow. Then it's 2 days. Now it's 7 to 10 days. And I better be thankful that they can get it. I mean, that's kind of the attitude. That's outrageous. And since when is a tractor that's 30 years old, old? Since when? That's my newest tractor. So, my other tractors, the one I use all the time, are from, one of them's 1974 and one of them's 1984. And I expect them to have parts for them, too. Why not? So, anyway, this broadcast is about frustration with parts not fitting, and we're going to give you specifics. Now, if you think that we're just going to talk about tractors and that doesn't apply to you, well, it's going to apply to you because we're going to tell you about the other parts that you probably are working on or going to work on, and you're going to find out what we found out, they don't fit. And we're not kidding. So Vincent's 10% less theory is about the Chinese parts and Chinese products. So, for example, I think that as a rule, an unwritten rule, a lot of Chinese parts, the manufacturers say, but we don't want to use, we're going to copy that wrench, that socket, that breaker bar, whatever it is they're copying, socks, pulleys. They say, but we're going to do it with less material. We're going to do it with less strong steel. We're going to make it look good, but it's not going to be anywhere near as good in terms of durability and quality and fit. The finish will be good, but the fit won't be so good. So my 10% less theory is that that's what they do. At least they take 10% out of whatever it is they're building. Kyle, does that seem to fit with what you found?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Vince, you just reminded me of something. I was at a pawn shop the other day, just kind of looking through some of their tools and stuff, because sometimes if these people pawn great big, you know, toolboxes full of tools or something, they'll just take them and dump them in a great big bin, and you can look through there and sometimes find some really good buys. And I found a 13-millimeter wrench, which is not common in your smaller wrench sets, but it is used in places where the 13-millimeter is used in places where there's more complication, or where they want more they want a technician to work on it. If you'll find it in real hard to get through places, a lot of times, at least what I have found, it'll be something along the lines of a smaller bolt. It'll be an odd size, one that you don't normally that don't normally come in these things. So I was looking for a little 13-millimeter wrench, and I found one. And all of a sudden, I looked at it. I can't remember. I was sitting there trying to remember the brand, but I looked at it, and it looked to me like what they had done. It was a 12-point closed end on one end and open on the other end. I really was looking for a 6-point, but I thought, you know, okay, I'll look at this. So I looked at it, and it looked to me literally like they had sprayed the zinc coating or some kind of a chrome type coating on this thing, because the 12 points that were on the inside of it were rounded. And the thing looked like brand spanking new, but there was no sharp corners to them, so that when you put them on a 13-millimeter bolt, for sure I can guarantee you, if you had to put much torque on there, it's just going to break. I mean, it'll spin it out. It's like you find it everywhere. Plastic parts don't go together and snap together the way that they should. You can, very rarely do you have something that fits perfect. You know, it's like you said, you know, it's like winning the lottery. If you get something and it goes right in the hole, oh, man, it's a relief. And you know what gets me too, Vince? The other day I was thinking about this. Have you ever thought, I mean, could you imagine 25 years ago, could you imagine that you'd be looking for some kind of a part made in Mexico, and that was the good stuff? Because the stuff from Mexico is way better than anything you can get from the Chinese. It's like you look at something, if it's made, a part's made in Taiwan or Mexico, it's almost a relief. But anyway, that's my, I can't even fathom that.
Kyle? You can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That is an air cleaner. Now, that's one of the, it's fascinating to me. We didn't talk about this at all, you know, yesterday. But, you know, Kyle and I come up with the same things independently without discussing them. So that was the package of an air cleaner that says Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, made in Mexico. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to contrast why I bought this air cleaner. It just arrived a couple days ago for an old Cub Cadet tractor, 1960 model Cub Cadet tractor. So 1960, that's 60 years old. And I'm going to contrast that with one that's like 20 years old. You won't believe the difference. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with me, and originally during the opening of this broadcast, we talked about tolerance. And I said black and green and red and orange and yellow. So black would be pooling. Now, if you look at the riding lawnmowers, like at the Chinese factory outlet, there's a Pulin Pro, which is substandard in my opinion. And that's black. Green would be the ones they sell that say John Deere on them. Red might be Snapper. They might be Troy-Bilt. They might be Toro. Okay. Orange would be the Husqvarna badge. Yellow, Cub Cadet. So that's why I said those colors. And when I mentioned the air filter, after Kyle mentioned the air filter, I'm holding a Kohler air filter for a Cub Cadet made in 1960 or so. And I decided to buy a new one. I went to eBay, and I looked, and you can get them for like $7 shipped, make in China. And if you look at the pictures, you'll see the pleats, you know, the folding of the air filter media, and you'll see that the pleats are farther apart, so there are fewer pleats. That means less material. That means it won't filter as much dirt. That means you'll have worse fuel economy. So, for your lawnmower. So what I did, instead of spending $7, I spent $9. And this one says Kohler. Now that's the brand name of the engine. It's a cast iron engine. And this was designed in the 60s. And this lawnmower from 1960 is still running. I have to use this one because the new one that we bought 20 years ago keeps quitting on us. So this is a 10-horsepower, 42-inch cut. It has a cast aluminum mower deck. It has the, now from 1960, the original front tires, the original rear tires. It's got the original mower deck, the original mower wheels. And probably it's on its fourth or fifth air cleaner because we keep buying the Kohler brand. There is a tremendous difference between the Chinese products and this one that's made in Mexico that says Kohler on it. And that's where my Vincent's 10% less theory comes in. The Chinese products seem to have 10% less. If you buy socks that are made in China, they come up 10% less up your calf. So they make them shorter. That sucks. If you buy tools, they're 10% thinner. And then when you go to the other thing we're going to talk about, tolerance, Kyle was talking about wrenches. They use a lot of times substandard steel. Now, it's great for that guy that doesn't, or gal that doesn't know how to use a wrench and says, I've got a wrench that's 13 millimeter. But when you go to use it as a mechanic might, it's not going to work right because the tolerance of the wrench is probably off, which means that it's probably going to wobble on the nut because it's not tight enough. It doesn't fit tightly enough because the tolerance in manufacturing of that 13 millimeter opening is not precise enough. Now, if you were to, if you hold up two wrenches, like a Chi-Com wrench, you know, versus a Craftsman made in USA, or a Snap-on made in USA, or a Bonnie, or a Williams, or a Herbrand, or a Matco, or a Proto, or a SK, or SK Wayne, you'll find that the precision of the American-made wrenches, sockets, everything is way better. And if you look at the blade thickness of a Chi-Com wrench, I'm sorry, Chi-Com screwdriver, you'll find that it's not as wide, not as thick. It's less. It's part of that 10% less theory. Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned blades. You know, you just reminded me of something else. I love cold steel knives. I have quite a few of them. And a couple of years ago, my son bought me this really for Christmas, this really nice Brothers of Bushcraft American-made knife. It's just amazing. So I kind of put my old I had what's called a Master Hunter. And I had a gun show coming up, and I put it out on the table, and I sold it because I figured, well, I'll just never go back to it, you know. But, man, do I love the design of the Master Hunter in cold steel. But cold steel has had to – I'll finish this on the other side, but cold steel moved to China. So I'll tell you the rest of the story in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear this. This is probably going to be a great story about what has happened to the product and where it's being made. Kyle's with me. Bert's going to be joining me for hour number two. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A suspect is in custody Thursday night following an hours-long hostage situation during a robbery at a Wells Fargo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All hostages were safe and unharmed. The suspect was identified by police as Ray Rico McNeary, who was due in court that day for two counts of felony domestic assault back in March. He opted to allegedly rob the bank. The Biden administration plans to send a top representative to the U.S.-Mexico border region on Friday, but it will not be Vice President Kamala Harris. Thursday marked the 44th day Harris has gone without visiting the border or holding a news conference about her duties to manage the border crisis. On Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas. A former professional golfer, Daniel Bolling, was arrested by Orlando, Florida police on Wednesday after allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover officer. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
One of the most successful states in the union during the pandemic is Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis boasts his state.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, there's quite a contrast in Florida. You know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. And yet we've done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down. And so Florida's doing very well right now. We never touched one penny from our rainy day fund throughout COVID.
Wow.
And now we've just done the budget and we're doubling our rainy day fund. We have the strongest revenues that anyone's ever seen in the state. So the economy's performing well. People are happy. And as you know, there are people moving here because they want a whiff of freedom.
DeSantis, talking to Fox News on Thursday, says President Biden dissed Florida and changed the rules of assistance during the pandemic.
So they did aid the states. They've always done that on a population basis. On this time, with the Biden stimulus, they took states like Florida that had lower unemployment, took money from Florida and gave it to the lockdown states with high unemployment like California and New York, when a lot of those lockdown states had very right. poor COVID performances and economic performances. So that's just some of the perverse incentives we see coming out of Washington on seems like a daily basis now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm looking forward to hearing the story about the knife. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. So, anyway, I went ahead and at the one gun show when my son bought me that real nice knife, and it is an exceptional knife. Don't get me wrong, because I've used it extensively, and it stays sharp. It's just heavy, you know. It is probably, I don't know, it was about probably 25% to 30% heavier than my original Master Hunter that I had that was a cold steel. But so there was a huge gun show coming up a while back, and I thought, well, man, maybe I'll be able to find another Master Hunter there because it's got a nice long rubber handle that you can really get a hold of if you're in, you know, gutting out an animal or some look, which is what I use it for. I hate to be, you know, explicit, but that's what I do. I hunt and fish, and I used my knives or tools. Anyway, I could find the Chinese version of the cold steel, and I looked at it. And, you know, your 10% rule was so exact. The thickness of the blade was Chinese model. And I could have gotten that for about $40. I thought, man, I just don't want to do this. I just don't want to buy this. I don't trust it anymore. And so I kept looking around. There's over 400 tables there. And sure enough, I stumbled upon one that was a USA-made Master Hunter that was there. And the old boy wanted $80 for it. And I sat and talked to him a while and different things. And I waited. I thought, well, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm just not going to do it. I think $50 was about the most I was willing to spend on another knife. So I waited through Friday, and then I came back on Saturday. And about Saturday evening, a lot of times them gun dealers getting a little wore out, tired. So I was talking to him, and I said, well, would you take $50 for this knife? And he said, oh, yeah, I'll take $50. It was so funny to me. I was so glad to get that knife back. But here's the kicker. So one of the first things that Cold Steel used to come out with was a little bit longer, I would guess. I'm trying to guess now and remember, but it was like a 7-inch, I think, tanto point, which it kind of comes up at about a 30 or 40 degree angle at the very tip rather than a nice sweeping edge. It was called a tanto knife. It's sort of like what you would think is a combat type knife. But, so I was talking to one of the dealers there and, that sells the new Cold Steel stuff. And I mentioned to him that I think I had, I thought I had one of those knives somewhere stuck back in my drawer. And he said, his eyes perked up. You know, you can tell when you've said something that somebody really noticed. And he said, well, you want to sell that? And I said, no, I don't want to sell it. Well, that piqued my interest. And, so I went home and looked it up, and those old original USA made Tonto cold steel with a Tonto point on it were selling for $120. And I remember buying that thing years ago for about 40, but they were just US made stuff. It's just so much better. The quality of the steel, the thickness of the blade, just all of it. This Master Hunter I got just reminded me that I'll never be without that knife again. I'll never sell that knife because to me, they're just, if you need to use something, and people are going to find this out the hard way, I'm afraid, Vince. The reason that all of those old time tools were so well made and so, put together, and parts put together so that they would last and last and last, is because people had just come out of the Depression and people didn't have money to spend on stuff and be disposable. They didn't have what's called disposable income like we talk about it now, like it's a flippant thing. It's insane to think in terms of disposable income, in my opinion. But anyway, the reason those things were made so well is because people had to use them to survive, to live every day. And we're going to we're in a world of hurt because of the greed of the corporations to move this to a country that is communist. And, you know, Vince, I'm not meaning to jump into political here, but there's a thought process that goes with this. You know, the unemployment rate, they just said, had creeped up a whole tenth of a percent. They expected 1 million jobs. Well, they only got a quarter, just hair over quarter of that, 266,000. And they wonder why that was when they fed these people the extra money on their unemployment. It's like the stupidity of thinking, can't you figure this is so obvious to anybody that's got a reasonable mind. So if you take that same stupid thought process, people, when they moved their factories and stuff to a communist country that absolutely couldn't care less about quality because their view of human life is so much less than the American ideal of human life, the importance of it. And you think that you're going to move your factories over there and not suffer the consequences of that, because that thought process that they have is going to be expressed in the way that they manufacture. It's expressed in the way they live their lives. It's expressed in their political thought process. And we are being the recipients of that kind of thought process that is costing us terribly, because we can't make anything now that is exactly the way it's supposed to be on a consistent basis. So I'm sorry for ranting right there, but
I'm with you.
To me, it's just insane.
I'm with you. So during the bottom of the hour break, I ran into the garage because I saw two boxes there. And these boxes are long and narrow. And it says on the outside, there's a label that says made in Pakistan. And then there's a small label on the end that says SH and a little part number, SH2844. So I said to my son, what are these? So he opened it up and he bought blades made in Pakistan, Damascus type steel. He's going to make a couple knives for himself. Now the box says, the outside wrapper says made in Pakistan. When you take the nice looking tan brown cardboard box out of the outer wrapping, it says there's a stylized deer head on there. It says Staghorn USA, and then it says there's a stamp on it, says made with care, handmade. Now Staghorn USA, it's not USA, so it is a made in Pakistan blade with a cross guard. But if you take out the outer bag, that's a white bag, and you look at the inner box, you could, if you had a store, you could sell it. You could sell this as a blade, Staghorn USA. So it looks like it's made in USA, but it's made in Pakistan. So these other companies in other countries, foreign countries, are aiding and abetting U.S. salespeople to sell their products under fraudulent impressions, as if this is a made in USA product, Staghorn space USA. It's an outrage. So now, and that's the only place that says made in Pakistan is on the outer package. So once you take the outer package off, nowhere on the box does it say make in Pakistan. Okay, so I just want to let the class know, buyer beware, and we are being hoodwinked at every turn. Back to the mowers. So this Cub Cadet we have from 1960 has a cast aluminum mower deck. I have never had to replace the bearings on the mower. I've never had to replace the spindles. I've never had to replace the pulleys in 60 years. Now, this was our neighbor's when we lived on the East Coast. He mowed his lawn twice a week for easily 10 years with this mower before we bought it from him. So that's 6,000 hours. I calculated this morning. That's a lot of hours on a little riding lawnmower. Well, the new Cub Cadet that we have, which is 20 years old, the tubes for the tires went flat. Had to replace the tubes. We haven't had to replace the tube or any tires on the old Cub Cadet. The old Cub Cadet's 60 years old. The old Cub Cadet has a mower deck that's in perfect condition. It's cast aluminum. No rust. Original wheels on the mower. And original blades. 60 years old. Well, the new mower deck is rusted through. You could drop a jar of vitamins right through the mower deck where it's rusted through already, because it's this cheap, lousy steel. And it's the same brand, Cub Cadet. But Cub Cadet was taken over or acquired or bought by a company called MTD. MTD, you know, as Murray. Murray was the cheapest, junkiest lawnmower you could get, and the Chinese factory outlet sold them. So the great brand of International Harvester Cub Cadet has been, the quality has been extracted from it to the point where the mower decks wear out. You have to continuously replace blades, etc. And the other mowers that MTD makes that have colors like red and black and green and orange are even worse. So we're talking about spare parts that don't fit, replacement parts that don't fit. It used to be that the Cub Cadet would have, for a 42-inch cut, it had three blades. Two long blades, and in the center, in front of the two long blades, was a short blade. And the idea was the short blade would cut the overlap, you know, where the stripe in the middle would be, where the two long blades would miss. Because you don't want the blades crashing into each other. So you would have a separation of, let's say, an inch between, you know, the left blade and the right blade, and then the center blade would cut that inch, actually cut more like a foot. And it was a great job, three blades. A little more complicated to make than the new cheap quality removed mower decks. So now the mower decks have two blades. Now, two blades, how do you prevent those blades from hitting each other? Well, in the 1960s, a company called Jacobson, they made a mower, and they had one blade that would point, let's say, at 12 o'clock, if you look down on it, on the mower, 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and the other blade would be 90 degrees offset at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So as the blades turned, they were on a cogged belt that wouldn't slip, and the blades never hit each other. And the blades would overlap the grass so that you'd have no stripe in the middle of uncut grass. Cub Cadet used three blades. Jacobson used two blades with a cogged belt. The new style Cub Cadet is two blades. And the idea is just run them real close together. Like separate them by a quarter of an inch, and nobody will ever know that there's a quarter of an inch of grass that didn't get cut too well between the two blades. So the idea was, if you keep them close enough, you can make it with two blades rather than three, or use two blades without a cogged belt. But when you go to buy replacement blades, I'll tell you what happens when we come back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
With our son, and it's a John Deere. And it's one of these new style, just like the new style Cub Cadet that we have. And it has these spindles. And what they do is they put the blades, two blades, like a quarter of an inch apart, you know, when they're pointing toward each other. So they just miss each other. So everything's got to be perfect. Well, when you go to get replacement blades, and we did, and we bought them at one of those big box stores, Menards, and it said it fit this John Deere mower. Okay? Put one blade on, started it up, and the blade smashed into the other blade. One new blade, one old blade. We thought we'd try one blade first before we put the other one on. And so we took it off and we looked at it. The old blade was a quarter of an inch shorter than the new blade. So that quarter of an inch is just enough for the blades to smash into each other. That is the tolerance part of today's class that we're trying to tell you about. The spindles that you have to buy to replace the worn out spindles that are on your mower, the reason you have to replace them is they use alternator bearings, the kinds that you use in an alternator under the hood of your car, and they were never designed to handle the load, the lateral load of a mower blade spinning around at, let's say, 3600 RPM, and mower blades that could hit a rock. So these spindles, the new Chicom spindles, only last about a year. And they come pre-greased. But they have to add more grease to it. How much? Well, they actually, just the bearings are greased, but not the entire spindle cavity where the zerk fitting is. It takes about 50 pumps of grease from a standard size grease gun to fill that cavity. How much grease is that? One half of a standard full-size tube of grease. Half a tube. Now, do you think the average guy is going to pump 50 pumps of grease into that? Probably a couple pumps. That's not enough to do any good at all. So, now the pulleys that you buy, the replacement pulleys, when the pulleys fail real quickly, after you hit something with your mower or you're mowing heavy grass, the pulleys will spin on the spindles. They have a hexagon hole in the pulley where it mates to the spindle. and that will spin, and the hexagon hole will spin into a round hole, and it will not stay tight to the spindle, so the blade won't turn anymore. So what do? You buy new Chinese spindles, because that's the only place you can get them, made in China. Whether, regardless of what they say, they're made in China. And they all wobble. They are all substandard. They are all out of tolerance. And they're junk. And they don't fit properly. And the spindles vary from one brand to the other. And none of them is marked with a brand name. So you don't, it's hit or miss. You have no idea what brand you're buying from what Chinese company. You don't know what size the spindles are. And all you do is you look at the picture on eBay or Amazon. You say, oh, it looks like it. And it says it fits my Craftsman mower, my Toro mower, my Cub Cadet, my John Deere, my Snapper, my Husqvarna. It fits. And then you put it on, and then a year later, one season later, you're doing the whole job again. And the other thing is the blades are junk. The blades are thin. You hit a rock with an old blade in our Cub Cadet, which we've done over the years, over the 60 years. And all you do is you resharpen the blade. They're real thick. The new ones will bend. And so you have to buy new blades compared to the 60-year-old blades that are still on the old Cub Cadet. Kyle?
Well, you know, Vince, the truth of the matter, my daughter had exactly the same problem you're just talking about. I repaired hers, and the previous owner of that had hit rocks and stuff and had been, or actually a brass stud for a corner marker for his property, hit that and bent those old blades. Well, we went ahead and bought new blades for her because that's what she wanted. But I brought those old blades home, put them in my vise, beat them back out flat, and resharpened them and gave them back to her. And I said, you know, these things, because they're, I got them perfectly straight. I mean, there's like an arrow. And now they're sharp as a razor again. And I told her, I said, you know, keep these because you're never going to be able to buy that good a quality anymore. And in my opinion, folks, the moral of the story for this broadcast is if you see something that you could possibly use or going to need to be have to fix, get two, or if you have to buy Chinese stuff, you better buy two or three of them ahead. But if you can find anything, bearings, seals, anything that's American made, literally where it actually says made in America, made in USA, you better buy it while you can, because I don't think it's going to get any better.
Very well said, Kyle. So, class, that's why we talked about tolerance. And what we meant was the lack of precision. Tolerance equals closeness or the amount of error. And new Chinese products have so much error, so much slop, that they don't fit properly. They don't mate with the original, the other half of the equation, the other, like the blade with the spindle, the pulley with the spindle with the blade, the spindle with the pulley. If it's one part Chinese and the other part American, they don't fit together. Thank you, Kyle, for being with us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.